You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. Today is Wednesday. It is the 29th of June, 2022. This is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau. I'm joined online today by Wes Adkins. He's a lead forecaster with the Weather Service. Hi, Wes.
Hi, Joe. How's it going?
Not bad, not bad. Enjoying summertime weather here. Let's talk a little bit about that, too. We've had a nice stretch of relatively dry weather and some warm temperatures. What have you seen around Petersburg and around the region?
Yeah, so I know on Tuesday, Petersburg hit 79 degrees. That was the warmest Petersburg has been since June 28th, 2019. So it's been 3 years since you've been that warm. Pretty incredible. We had some upper 90s in Upperland Canal. Haines actually broke a record on that same day for Tuesday. They got up to 89 degrees. Skagway hit 88. Actually, I think they hit 89. Narrowly messed a record for them. Their record was 90. So, and then Juneau actually tied a record. And that was from 2019, but they hit 85. So definitely some really warm temperatures around the region. Even earlier this week, there was some records set along the coast in Sitka. I think Monday, or actually it was Sunday, they got up into the high 60s, which is pretty warm for the coast for sure.
What's the weather pattern that's creating this situation?
Yeah, well, we've got this, what we call a pretty substantial ridge of high pressure that stretches all the way into, I guess, the eastern mainland of Alaska, as well as northwest Canada. And we kind of call it a bubble high because it essentially just sits over us and slowly cooks us. And there's some physical processes that make that happen. But if you get a ridge to sit over a region for a long time, it will just keep on warming. So that's kind of what we have. And we make it a weakness, a little bit of onshore flow for Thursday into Friday. But then we are looking for that ridge to kind of return and these warmer temperatures to return this weekend.
Yeah, let's talk about that Independence Day holiday weekend. What does it look like?
Yeah, for now, it looks probably warmer than average for typical for this time of year. There could be some potential of some, this would be great, some Canadian convection to kind of push across the border and maybe spoil our American holiday. But that said, it may be just dry. So okay. That's something to watch for. But I wanted to mention that on that warm day on Tuesday, we actually had a pretty significant round of convection, some thunderstorms to develop in the southern panhandle. These clouds came over into the Misty Fjords region and basically hit a lot of our warm air and just erupted over the terrain. So we had probably close to 50 strikes per hour around mid or between 6 a.m. and around 11 a.m. on Tuesday. These thunderstorms actually made it to Wrangell and even was reported in Ketchikan area. Did not find or did not hear anything from Petersburg, but just wanted to ask you if you or any of your listeners maybe heard a clap of thunder. It's possible because they did get kind of close to Petersburg, although it might be too far to hear.
Okay, I didn't hear any, but maybe people further south on the island did or something.
For sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I know we got a couple more days left in the month of June. What are the numbers tracking like for this month and how do they compare for temperature and precipitation?
Sure. Well, it looks like run-of-the-mill precip for June. June, of course, being the part of the dry season for Southeast Alaska. I know, you know, people who have family and friends elsewhere, if you're inviting them, you know, to spend a few days for the summer, you typically think of maybe even April, but definitely May and June, because July and August we start, you know, getting more and more organized precipitation. So kind of run of the mill, we just had over 4 inches of rainfall in the month of June. That's up through June 28th in Petersburg. The temperatures, though, they do look like, at least preliminarily, they do look like one of the warmest we've had in 6 years in Petersburg. So that might be kind of significant. And it potentially could be a top 10 warm June.
Oh, okay. Petersburg. All right. Okay, great. Anything else to know for this week?
Yeah. You know, it looks like a really nice holiday weekend for a lot of people. Probably not as warm as we saw early this week, but definitely on the warm side. So I think most people will be pretty satisfied with the weather for the 4th.